Hello and good morning. This is Dr. Tobias Pusch. I'm an infectious disease physician at the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center in Dallas, Texas, and also currently the microbiology fellow, the microbiology lab here. Today is my pleasure talking about Cyclospora cayetanensis, how we diagnose this in the microbiology laboratory. So Cyclospora cayetanensis is a cyst-forming intestinal protozoan coccidian parasite of mainly humans. It normally causes a self-limited diarrheal illness. It was first named at the Universidad Cayetano Heredia in Lima, Peru, in the early 1990s, hence it received its name. The prior description of this in the 1970s and 80s was as a cyanobacterium-like body, abbreviated as CLB. The oocysts of Cyclospora are spherical in shape and range in size between 8 to 10 micrometers in diameter, which is quite an important measurement to take. The usual differential is Cryptosporidium parvum, which is smaller in measurement, about 4 to 6 micrometers. Another closer related organism is Cystoisospora, which is considerably larger at 20 to 30 micrometers. The infection is transmitted when a person ingests sporulated oocysts in the water or food that is contaminated with fecal material. The oocysts have an exudation process in the small intestine where two sporozoites are released, which invade the epithelium. The organism undergoes both asexual and sexual reproduction before developing an unsporulated oocyst, which is then eventually passed into the feces. So the entire maturation process into the unsporulated oocyst is taking place in the intestinal enterocytes. Epidemiology. Cyclospora is endemic mainly in the tropical and subtropical regions around the world. In the U.S., Cyclospora infections are less common. However, foodborne outbreaks of cyclosporiasis have been linked to various types of imported fresh produce. There was a rather famous outbreak associated with raspberries that were imported from Guatemala in 1997, with greater than 2,000 cases. Patient symptomatology. Typical symptoms are related to diarrhea or illness, mainly nausea, abdominal pain and cramping, dehydration, weight loss, and headache. Fever is less common, and so is vomiting, rather less common. These symptoms are often indistinguishable from the other coccidian parasites, mainly Cryptosporidium parvum and Cystoisospora. The illness, however, is much more substantial in immune-compromised individuals, mainly AIDS patients, we're mostly worried about. It may lead to more severe diarrheal illness with profound weight loss and a malabsorption syndrome. Pathology. Pathologic specimens, biopsies from the upper intestinal tracts, villus blunting, crypt hyperplasia, edema, hyperemia, and inflammatory infiltrates are seen. The organism can be found in what's called a parasitophorous vacuole in the apical region of the enterocyte. Next, we get to the microbiological detection and stool preparation process, mostly important for the audience here. So the stool should be immediately and appropriately fixed when collected, typically in 10% formalin. We then prepare concentrated stool specimens. The more, the better, and typical recommendation is 3 specimens overall to increase the recovery rate. The conventional ovarian parasite exam will not detect usually Cyclospora, meaning concentrated wet mounds and trichrome stains. And this is quite an opposite to the Isospora, which can be seen on plain wet mounds as it's large enough and staining well with iodine. We generally recommend that modified acid fast preparations or modified saffron stains are prepared for Cyclospora cayetanensis. Using light microscopy and wet mounds with certain differential interference contrast microscopy may detect it, as well as certain fluorescent microscopy with specialized excitation filters. However, the modified acid fast and modified saffron stains are the detection method of choice. Regardless, an experienced microscopist and technician generally will get a clue that the infection might be present, even from Gram stains. Attached pictures from from slides showing Gram stains of stools as well as methylene blue stains may show the organism as ghost cells in those stains. If there's a suspicion cyclospora may be causing the infection in your patient, it's important to alert the clinician for not only routine ONPs, but also order modified acid fastings. Any suspected organisms may have to be reported to the public laboratory, as this is reportable. The microscopic appearance further shows these organisms to be slightly wrinkled or collapsed. They measure 8 to 10 micrometers, and as mentioned earlier, this is quite important to measure, as this may be otherwise confused with Cryptosporidium, which are considerably smaller at 4 to 6 microns. Some of the organisms may not necessarily stain very well. Usually in modified acid fast staining procedures, you will see a pink or purple stain. Some cells, however, may rather be not stained at all and referred to as a ghost cell. The wrinkled appearance comes from a fibrillar coat from the cell wall and various membranes. Further testing in research laboratories is done with PCRs. Serologic tests are, however, unavailable.